Welcome back to Broncos TV Live. This segment is presented by Surface, trusted by the pros, built for the fans.
Brock Osweiler got a visit from the mail lady. We are getting a visit now from Andy Lindahl from KOA News Radio. And Andy, let's talk about Brock. Hasn't had a 400-yard game so far, but he has been a very effective game manager. How impressive has that been, given this is only his fourth start?
Well, I think it's been real impressive, and I don't think the Broncos are terribly surprised about it. This is what you get when you get a guy in your system for 3 years. This is really how it's supposed to work. If you go back to the way it worked before we all had to rush quarterbacks and first-round picks and so on and so forth to start, you got time to kind of settle in, get the guys behind you. I think you can see the locker room is extremely comfortable with him. And when he began his progression of three games of starting here, all the guys talked about how used to him they were, how it was good they had training camp together. I don't think there's been a major period of adjustment, and he's really managed the game and controlled things. And I know when you talk to the former players that have played in this offense, they say that's a great thing, that he's not trying to do too much.
Part of the reason he's had such an easy time managing the game is because the running game has been so fantastic. Today, Ronnie Hillman starts. C.J. Anderson, we don't know really his status as far as 100% health, but how much do you think Hillman will need to take on? And then again, Juwan Thompson will, I imagine, be big.
Yeah, I do imagine that Juwan's going to get a lot more carries. I remember back in Oakland, they had a big game plan for him, Gary told us afterwards, but he got hurt early on, so they weren't really able to use him. So I imagine they'll probably look to give him that same load again. And I think it is big. The running game and the balance is what they're all about right now with Brock in there. That's what they want to keep going. I mean, Gary, I think no matter who's in there, wants to strike that balance. John Elway even talked about that in the offseason. So I think the running game is going to be important every game going forward, not only today, next week in Pittsburgh when it's probably going to be cold, back when they play Cincinnati through the rest of the year.
Let's talk about the Broncos' defense now. Number one in the league, number one against the pass. Big reason why, production from the safety. Now they have two guys who are just picked up off the streets, going to be playing a major role. How can they just come in and play?
Well, the good thing is that you've had Josh Bush here before, so it's not like it's a new environment for him. He's familiar with the surroundings. I think that'll help him. And KO is familiar with Wade Phillips' defense. We all heard the funny story. Andrew Mason, one of the guys sending it out earlier this week, that he was tweeting Wade Phillips when they actually signed Josh Bush. So I think for KO, it's good that he's familiar with the system and he knows the coach. And from what I understand, this is a very friendly locker room. Guys have said it's very welcoming. It's very easy to come and fit into. And like I said, for Josh Bush, he's played for the Broncos in the stadium before. This is nothing new for him. And the way you cover all that up anyway is that great pass rush. The key to this team has been their pass rush all year. You got another offensive line that you're hoping to take advantage of, maybe a little bit more than you did when you played them in Oakland, but the pass rush is always going to be huge, again, the rest of the way. It's just what defines this team and their personality.
The Raiders, vastly improved team this season. They have so much more weapons on the offensive side of the ball. One that kind of gets overlooked a little bit is Latavius Murray leading the AFC in rushing yards, 851. How important is it for the Broncos to be able to stop the run today?
It's extremely important, and all you have to do is watch the last game tape to understand why. What I was super impressed with the defense out in Oakland was when they got to Latavius Murray, they weren't missing tackles. Now, that's going to be key. David Bruton, who's inactive today, was one of the guys helping make sure that they didn't miss tackles. Latavius Murray is a big back. I don't know if you can really grasp that until you get field level with him. He's just very big for that position, and they're going to have to do what they did last time. That was when one guy got a hand on him, they rallied to the ball quickly, and they didn't really let him get momentum going because he's very dangerous if he gets through your first wave of tacklers and gets into the secondary.
Okay, thank you very much, Andy. That's News Radio KOA's Andy Lindahl. Thank you so much for joining us. The Broncos have arrived here at Mile High Field, Sports Authority Field at Mile High. They're getting ready for a very big game. We'll have Mace's keys in just a second, but Matt, what's one final thought from you?
Well, you know, I think it's going to be important for these guys not to look past the Oakland Raiders. You've got Pittsburgh, a surging Pittsburgh team, up next week, and then after that, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals atop the AFC. So I think it's going to be important to just focus on this one and make sure that they take care of business here at home in the division.
Yes, very important to take it 1 week at a time. And now we're joined by Andrew Mason, just like magic. Mace, your three keys to the game.
Well, let's first of all start with making the Raiders one-dimensional, to go on the point that Andy Lindahl was making about Latavius Murray. When the Raiders average over 4.5 yards per carry, they're averaging 34 points a game. When they're below 4.5 yards per carry, they're averaging 16 points per game. So you've got to take the running game out. And the Broncos did that in Week 5. They want to do that again. Of course, not having Dane Trevathan won't help that cause, but they're expecting good things from Todd Davis today, of course, started some last year. Number two, contain Khalil Mack. You know, Jack Del Rio, he's going to line him up at on the left side, on the right side. Sometimes he's going to line him up over the A-gap. He's a strong side linebacker in base. He's a defensive end in sub-packages. Khalil Mack, blocking him is the responsibility of pretty much every offensive lineman for the Broncos at some points, and the tight ends as well. So they've got to know where he is at all times. He's capable of destroying a pass protection scheme pretty much by himself. And number three, protect the football. The Raiders are the league leaders in terms of games with at least two takeaways. They've done that eight times so far this season. You know, they did it to the Broncos back in week five. So the Broncos have done very well protecting the football in recent weeks. You want to see that again today?
Mace, your three keys, if it was only that easy, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, they just follow that, they'll be fine.
My one final thought, finishing the game strong, guys. I think the Raiders have led in 9 of 12 games this season, and they've only won 5 of those. So they're definitely in every single game. You remember how close the first game was between these two teams. Chris Harris Jr.'s pick 6 really sealed it, but it was just a 2-point game late in the fourth quarter. So it should be interesting game once again today. So that's going to do it for us. For Andrew Mason, for Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani. Enjoy the game.